So, I have a pretty nasty rape fantasy. I think it's a pretty hot fetish, and it's definitely a kink that I like both ways, if that makes sense. I know normally when people talk about a rape fantasy, they imagine that it's the girl getting raped, but every once in a while, I get this craving. And what I really want to see is a man getting raped by a woman, you know? Maybe some shy boy, lanky type, not a lot of muscle on his bones, gets stuck in a room with a woman who's a little older, a little taller, a little stronger than him. And he's nervous, and he's scared, and doesn't want to, and he's got this idea in his head that sex is something you should save for the person you love, and he's really against it, and it's like his teacher or his mom's friend or something. And she motions towards him and gets closer to him and blusters and frustrates him, puts her hand on his thigh, and he jumps up, and he's like, I don't want to do this, I think I need to go. And she's like, you're not going anywhere. And she takes him and pushes him up against the wall and starts groping him and stroking him and whispering in his ear, telling him that she's gonna show him how to be a real man. And she pushes him on the ground and gets him hard and bites and nips and licks him, holds his hands above his head, pulls his cock out and starts riding him whether he likes it or not. Pinches his cheeks and tells him what a cute boy he is, that he's lucky to get raped by such a hot woman like her. And then, of course, she keeps going. Maybe she slaps him a little bit. Definitely bites his neck and his shoulders, pinches his nipples. Doesn't let him come and just edges him forever and ever, teasing him up close, and he just wants it to finally be over. His first time was taken by some older woman that he shouldn't be having sex with because it's like his aunt or his mom's friend or his best friend's mom, or a teacher. Or his friend's girlfriend. And then of course the other way too. I think that, you know, rape fantasies where it's the woman being victimized are of course a classic. And for that one, I think the hottest fantasy I've ever had for it is one where it's late at night and the girl's home alone. Her parents are on vacation or staying the night somewhere or something. They're just gone for the night. They'll be back again tomorrow. And the girl, she's a virgin still. And she's young. She goes outside to take out the trash late at night because she stayed up too late, and she wants to take the trash out because her parents will be back first thing in the morning, so it's gotta go out now. And it's like 1 a.m. or something. So she takes the trash out, and she lives in an apartment complex, so she's gotta go far, you know? Gotta really walk out to the dumpster, and she's far away from her home, and this man walks up behind her and corners her next to the dumpster. And he holds a knife up to her throat and he says, if you make a sound, I'll kill you. And she can feel the cold blade against her neck, cutting it, razor sharp. Not killing her, but it easily could if you wanted to, you know? He reaches his hands down her pants and starts rubbing her pussy, and she can feel his bulge pushing into her back. He keeps going for a while until he sticks his finger in and she says, "Ouch, that hurts." And he realizes that she's still a virgin and he gets excited. And he asks her, "Are you still a virgin?" And she says, "Well, yeah, of course I am." And she whimpers and she's getting ready to cry. But he said, "If you make a sound, I'll kill you." So she's trying to fight back these tears. And he's like, "That's even better. I'm gonna turn you into a real woman tonight, sweetheart." And he strips off her pants and her panties and he pushes her on the ground right there by the dumpster. And he puts a hand around her throat and he says, "If you cry, I'll kill you." And so she's sitting there gagging, her throat being crushed by this man. And he spreads her legs open forcefully, sets a knife off to the side, and absolutely starts to rape her cunt, pushing into her hard and brutal, absolutely ravaging her. And he keeps going while she whimpers and gasps and gags, tears filling her eyes while she tries to be quiet so she doesn't end up dead. And he goes and he goes and he goes, and she starts to moan a little bit with it too, and his grip loosens up. And he grabs her hips, and she begs him not to come in her. "Please don't come in me, please don't come in me, please don't come in me. I don't want to get pregnant, I can't get pregnant from this, please, please, please." And she's crying, absolutely begging him to spare her. And he says, "I do what I want." Grabs her hips and thrusts all the way into her so hard it hurts. Buries his cock deep inside her pussy and fills her up with his cum. She's sitting there crying and he slaps her and he says, "Shut up. And if you tell anyone about this, I'll kill you." And she's sitting there crying and he gets up and he grabs his knife and he walks off and runs away. And she's sitting there, bleeding and vulcum right next to the dumpster is like a piece of trash. It's really degrading. And I think that's the, when it comes to a rape fetish, rape kink, that's what's enticing about it. That kind of power dynamic, the danger, the force. It's a really powerful move, right? And it's really degrading to the person getting raped. So it's, I think it goes hand in hand with a degradation fetish. Because you have to give up your dignity to let yourself get raped, you know? Or someone takes your dignity if they're raping you. Yeah.